Ladies and gentlemen, today is a great day.
Those are the words of Senate Agriculture Committee Chair and Kansas Republican Pat Roberts before his committee passed a child nutrition reauthorization by voice vote on Wednesday. The bill is months in the making as negotiators sought to find middle ground on issues stemming from the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010. Roberts says this legislation represents achieving middle ground from all issues and all sides of the debate.
While the discussion surrounding nutrition standards has been controversial over the last several years, we have reached a compromise that provides relief, especially regarding whole grains and sodium, and opportunities for all schools to be successful in providing nutrition meals to school children.
The bill is a five-year reauthorization that lowers the whole grain requirements in school meals from 100% to 80% and holds off sodium target levels for an additional 2 years, among other changes. Committee ranking member and Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow says school nutrition helps all students and helps the country.
In fact, it's critical that we give every child, no matter where they live, no matter what their family status or resources are, the same chances at success. As we know, the country is facing a public health crisis on two fronts, childhood obesity and childhood hunger. These two challenges demand our fullest attention, as well as the tools and resources necessary to tackle them head on. We've heard from doctors and teachers and parents and, yes, our military leaders, that our future strength and success as a country depends on it.
Roberts agreed, saying the school nutrition programs are building blocks to American competitiveness on all fronts.
Reauthorizing these programs is not just our duty as a committee in Congress, but it is also imperative to ensuring our nation's security and preparing our children to be well-educated and productive contributors to a competitive economy, and providing assistance to the vulnerable among us who cannot help themselves.
The bill will now either need to be sent to the full Senate as a standalone bill or along with other legislation. AgriPulse senior editor Phil Brasher has reported that House Education and Workforce Committee Chair John Klein has intentions to move a similar piece of legislation through his committee. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.